Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome to the second hour of Primetime. If missing the first hour, you can download that at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Will Ortner, Patrick Harris in with you for Primetime for the next couple of days. Sue Canick be in Caribbean. Rop be in
his living room?
Langdon Farms.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he has an Oculus. He could be in the Caribbean just like from his couch.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rob has like a simulator in his house by this point, though.
So I think he does have a simulator.
Never has to leave.
Dude, primetime money, dude.
Oh, I mean, like, I have a moat.
They're actually not that. It's 2024. Tech's getting better. You don't have to spend an egregious amount for a simulator.
I just thought of something. If I ever sit in for a show,
right,
I should make that person's salary for the day.
Whatever their salary is.
Whatever it is.
Hey, that's what happens in baseball.
Is it $20 or is it $20,000? Like, you just let me know.
When you get called up to the majors, you get a major league salary, whatever the minimum is, for that day.
Yeah, even if it's one day, I'll take it.
Then no one would ever fill in for me.
Yeah, dude, I need some of that golf simulator salary.
I can't believe he has space for a golf simulator.
I don't know. I could just be lying.
I was going to say.
I feel like I heard him talk about it once. Or maybe he has one of those like nets that he can practice his drives.
Into. Yeah. See, but that's not as fun. You want to see how far your ball goes.
Yeah.
I said this yesterday. I'm getting into golf videos.
What do you mean golf videos?
I watch golf videos now.
Like he's becoming an old man.
Well, sometimes.
Like highlights of tournaments?
Sometimes I watch full rounds of tournaments. Sometimes I watch highlights of tournaments. Sometimes I just watch like average Joe Bro go out and however they do golf. Like I like some of the guys who are better than your average golfer. They're probably right around that scratch level, but they're not good enough to be professionals, depending on the personality that they have. There's this one guy right now. I can't get enough of him. His name is Fat Perez. He is the most hilarious looking best golfer of all time. He would be the guy where you'd show up to Langdon Farms or, you know, whatever golf course around town, and you would see Fat Perez, and Fat Perez would be like, hey, do you want to play a game? We'll do $100 a hole. And you'd be like, I'm going to kick Fat Perez's butt. And then you would play against Fat Perez and just get dominated, taken to the cleaners.
This is so random.
I love Fat Perez. Google Fat Perez, dude. You would love Fat Perez.
Dude, I think I'm too old for that.
No, he's like your age.
Let me jump in because YouTube is a fantastic place. And I will admit the golf videos did kind of, they were stuck in my feed. But it was just two dudes going to like the worst golf courses around the U.S. and just playing them and kind of documenting their experiences along the way. I was actually entertained. I probably caught myself watching 3 hours of that. that just last week.
Dude, they're really funny. It's Fat Perez and Joey Coldcuts. That's his buddy's name, Joey Coldcuts.
Yeah, I'm not in.
Dude, they're awesome.
That's a no.
They're your age. They're making Archie Bunker jokes. It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. How do you even know what Archie Bunker is?
I think he was like the offensive guy that was funny back in the day, but now if you listen to the, or you watch that TV show, you can't listen and you go, that's really bad.
Archie Bunker's eight is enough, right?
Yeah, I'm just shocked. I don't know. Will, you're freaking me out over here.
What? I know things.
All right, don't look now, but one of the hottest teams in baseball is our Seattle Mariners.
Woo!
They walk off last night with a Mitch Garver two-run blast to send that game to the showers against the Braves. Max Fried on the bum. Max Fried pitched a hell of a game last night.
Miller pitched
and
a hell of a game,
So did Miller. Tonight is Luis Castillo. The real thing is about this team is, you know, stop me if you've heard this before, the starting pitching is absolutely phenomenal. The rest of the offense cannot do anything.
Right.
But they seem to be, you know, you got to, when you're that way, as a longtime Cleveland Indian fan, we had the same problems. So it's not necessarily about how do we get more offense. It's about how do we take advantage of when we get our offense. And that is the challenge that the Mariners are going to have to go through right now, because Kirby seems to have found it after a couple shaky starts. Gilbert had one shaky, but Gilbert's probably been the best of the three of them all year.
Right.
Miller is like house money. Like, that's just all bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And Castillo over his last two starts has been pretty solid. We'll see what he looks like tonight. This team is in a very good space in what is a completely insane division than what we thought it was going to be a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also benefiting them a lot, too. Let's not forget that. Texas is okay.
Right.
Houston is garbage.
Well,
Oakland
can't
is,
hit it anymore.
Well, Oakland. And the Angels just lost their best player, Anthony Rendon. So, like, they're hosed. So the Mariners are getting a little bit of a feast on where the rest of their division is. They're also playing really good baseball right now.
Right. I've got this stat for you. You ready for hot stats, baseball stats? Since April 10th, here is the Mariners starting pitching rotation. George Kirby, 2-0, 1.0 ERA. Logan Gilbert, 2-0, 1.32 ERA. Bryce Miller, 3-1, 1.54 ERA. Luis Castillo, 2-1, 1.89 ERA. Emerson Hancock is your worst. The basically a rookie pitcher, 2-1, 2.0 ERA, and you have Brian Wu.
You are now
about
to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yes, and you still have Brian Wu, who's coming back, working his way back in.
Brian Wu out is the only reason why Emerson Hancock is here.
I know. They're so stinking good. And the hitting, it's not where it needs to be, but also, what have the Mariners done the last 2 years? And I know you can't totally rely on this, but they had a big June 2 years ago, and this last year they had a big July. They feel like a team that as the year goes on, they perform better. They're a big numbers team, and by the law of averages, if they go up to the plate and they have the same approach to the dish, the law of averages is eventually going to work their way. And so they seem to get hot later on in the middle to end of the season. So if you can go out and avoid a real struggle bus at the beginning of the year, like they haven't been able to avoid the last 2 years, imagine what they could do instead of having to come back from third place in the division to already being in first. Mm. You can run away.
Kind of control your own destiny.
Right? And when you have pitching like that, yeah, the hitting might not be where it needs to be. And of course, I want the hitting to improve. I'm not an idiot. But when you have pitching like that, you're always in games because the other teams can't score runs on you.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the success of this starting pitching will lead to trades at the deadline, or if it's just stick with the bread and butter.
You're talking like starting pitching trades?
Yeah.
Like getting rid of some stuff? I mean, they got Dallas Keuchel for super, super depth down in AAA, but once Brian Wu comes back, it's essentially him and Emerson Hancock. So you're saying, like, what, they'll trade one of those guys, or they'll trade like a Logan Gilbert maybe to try to get some offense? Because that they do legitimately have three, maybe four guys that could be aces on other staffs, but
I have to think Miller could get a lot of attention.
I
don't know. I personally, if I'm old, you know, DePoto, it would I'm not going to trade Kirby.
I would not trade
Kirby. It would take a mountain to get Logan Gilbert. And I'm talking a mountain to get Logan Gilbert. Castillo, I'd listen to.
I would listen to Castillo because
of his contract. Contract and age.
I would listen to him because of age, because the rest of the pitchers are all on around the same age. Like, your oldest is Gilbert at, what, 27?
But remember, we were talking in the offseason of, like, Brian Wu or Miller for a Rosarena, and both of them for a Rosarena and Isak Paredes. Like,
but that's also not DePoto's MO.
I know, but now I kind of wish I had that.
And now at this point, because that's not DePoto's MO and he doesn't have the money to go do what he actually wanted to a few years ago because of ownership, you essentially are locked into trading for like a lower cost, really good talent, which is a young superstar essentially, right? I mean, at this point, it's like a Logan Gilbert for Gunnar Henderson swap to the Orioles. And I'm not, that'd be awesome, but I'm not saying that that's the deal, but.
Whoa.
I feel like that's the only kind of thing that's going to work for Seattle because they're not looking to add $15 million to the payroll, which
I would lose my mind.
It's stupid, but wouldn't that be amazing?
I'd go buy a Gunnar Henderson jersey right now.
That would be
and
so
I love
sick.
Logan Gilbert. I'd be like, see you, dude.
That but you understand great. The point that I'm making, right?
It was awesome,
man.
No, 100%. I get what you're saying.
It just sucks.
I do like Clase. He's young.
He's great.
He's coming up. I like that. Eventually, you're going to get Bliss at some point. I like Bliss. I think that DePoto has made it clear that you're not going to get that big splash. Whatever big splash you want or you think you need, it's not going to happen, whether that's because that's not what DePoto wants to do or because that's because your ownership group doesn't want to pay. That's going to be the case. So why not just keep all the pitching?
It's true. And we don't even know who's going to be available.
Right.
You know, I off the top of my head right now, I have no idea who could be available at the deadline.
So
most great
away.
Players are on good teams. There aren't a whole lot of great players on bad teams in Major League Baseball right now.
Right. And it's so long away, too, that, like, I mean, shoot. Like, just like I said before, the last 2 years, if you had looked at the Mariners at this point in the season, you'd be like, really? This was a team that people were predicting as maybe a World Series contender? And then by the end of the year, it's like, oh, they're right in the playoff race, the 1 year you even got into the playoffs, right? So bide your time. Take some minutes. It'll be okay. Long season. Deep breath. You were angry 2 weeks ago. Now you're happy. It's going to be a long time. It's a marathon.
Everybody's real upset about this Michael Penix to Atlanta Falcons, but maybe I can give you a different perspective to think about it. And this is coming from a guy who's not a really big Michael Penix fan. We'll do that next. Primetime. Today the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Shout out to those of you on the YouTube stream. Thanks for being here.
You guys are so good.
You can check us out on YouTube.com/1080AM, The Fan. That'll let you interact with us and see these ugly mugs. There's also the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Guilty as charged. Got my 2022 Ford Bronco Sport in the parking lot right now that I got from Vancouver Ford.
Yeah.
503-864-6326.
I'm going to go full degenerate right now and complain that I can't get a same game parlay in before these games start tonight on Bovada. I want to bet some NBA and I can't.
Sorry, man. Dude, gambling's bad, dude.
Well, I won a $600 parlay off of a $2 bet last week, so I've got money to lose.
Ooh. Well, just remember to do it responsible.
Oh, it's, yeah, it was all, it's free play, so it's not even my money yet, technically.
Oh, there you go.
I went to work today, and I'm happy with the money I made at work today.
I've got a little bit on the Knicks. When Embiid misses for a migraine, I'm going to throw a little bit of money on the Knicks.
And I assume with the game on right now, oh, there he is. He's out
in.
There.
He's out there, but it's, look, it's playoff Embiid. He's going to find a way to falter at some point.
He scored 50 the other night.
Have you looked at his fourth quarter stats? You should look at his fourth quarter stats.
It still helped them win a game in this series.
You're right. He won one game. The other three, he did not.
Ouch. Shots fired. Where do you guys sit on Michael Penix?
I like,
as a player.
I like Michael Penix. I think he can make all the throws that you're going to ask of him. My fear is I am worried about his injuries. He has had too many injuries to where it's not like it was a freak thing and he slipped on ice and when he landed, he tore both of his ACLs. Yeah. He got hurt playing football and he got hurt throwing the ball. And when you watched this season.
Each knee and a shoulder?
Both shoulders. One shoulder, but two surgeries.
Okay.
The problem with Michael Penix is if he went through this whole year and he got hit a bunch and he held up fine and didn't have any injury issues, I wouldn't be worried about that. The problem is he got hit really hard in two games. He got hit against Oregon the very first time, and he got hit really, really hard against Michigan. And in both of those games, he came out grabbing his ribs, looking banged up, looking hurt. That worries me over the longevity of a season. He was behind the best offensive line in all of college football, and he only got touched up twice, but both of those times he looked banged up. That terrifies me.
I am not the biggest Michael Penix guy in the world. There's something about the way he throws, something about I feel like the arm gets cocked back a little too far. I don't know. I just never, this could just be my super biased Husky hater inside of me, but I was just never really super big into Michael Penix. So obviously it was quite the shock when Atlanta takes him at number 8 in the NFL draft. But something that, and maybe it's because he went as high as 8, but everybody's kind of freaking out, you know. Well, they got Kirk Cousins. Why are you grabbing a quarterback in the first round? Let's not forget Aaron Rodgers played for another 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
With Jordan Love on the bench. Could this not just be that situation? Jordan Love, we talked about every single time. Not ready to play. Not ready to play. Doesn't look the part. What a bust. Now they've got no Rodgers. Now they're forced to go with him. And boy, let me tell you, I love me some Jordan Love. He looks great. I'm really excited to see how he looks this year. Hopefully progresses. Can we not just be doing the same thing with Michael Penix? Aren't there some organizations and some guys specifically that do need to sit? Like, Caleb's going to play next year.
Yes, but I don't think that Michael Penix is that guy for a couple different reasons, right?
You think he's a play-now guy.
He has to be a play-now guy because I do think 24 is a play-now age. Like, he has spent that time in college.
Yeah.
Right. He is ready to go. It would be different if, say, Atlanta had taken Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, specifically Drake May. Now, obviously, he wasn't going to get to eight in general, but let's play in a world where New England traded away or they took Michael Penix. Well, if Drake May falls and he gets to learn behind Kirk Cousins, I actually love that. Kirk Cousins is...
Why? Because it's white on white?
Because
oh, well, is that what we're doing here?
Because it's a consummate pro in Kirk Cousins who Drake May could learn under. Drake May...
Yeah, it sounds about white. Yeah.
His inefficiencies in his game come pre-snap.
Yeah.
When it comes to making the throws, being accurate, Drake May can make all the throws. He's accurate. He can throw on the run. He's athletic.
To where Penix, you're saying, is more ready.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go right now. And here's the thing. If you want him to sit, his age, I think, is a big issue there. Because Drake May is 21. Well, if Drake May sits for, let's say he goes 3 years. He sits. By the time he's starting, he's 24. You still have a year or so to decide if you want to take that fifth year, and he can improve his issues.
And when, if Penix starts, he starts at 30 or at 28.
At 27, 28.
28. And then do you want to pick up that fifth year on a 29-year-old quarterback? And right. What if you're really good?
Right.
You want to pay him 40 mil at 30?
Right. Well, and he's going to be going through rookie mistakes because it's his first year starting when he should be in his athletic peak. If it's Drake May, he's making those rookie mistakes as he's going into his athletic peak and his peak as a quarterback, right? That 27 to, what, 32, that's around your peak for most players.
Well, which is the bigger factor for him then, age or ability?
For me, in that role, it is age. It's age and, like, personally, as a prospect, I would stay away from Penix because of the injury issues. But if you're looking at it in just Atlanta, it's his age. Because that's fine. If you want him to develop under a starting quarterback, I actually love that idea. But you should have a player then that is the age that makes sense to do that. At 24 years old, it doesn't make sense to have him sit under someone and develop. Because by the time that he has the opportunity to showcase his talents, he's... too old. Like, what are you going to do with him, right? Like, at 27, unless he hits the ground and he's perfect, you've got to decide, is this 27-year-old going to continue to take steps of growth, or is this what he is, and you can do it on a finite number of reps? If you get it with a 24-year-old, you can assume that he's still going to rise and continue to improve and get better in that smaller amount of reps. I just like it from an age perspective better.
Some thoughts on the YouTube chat. This is going to be Atlanta's only opportunity to get a potential franchise QB in the draft. Choices were Penix, Nix, or JJ. In my mind, between those three, Penix is the easy answer. And he also continues to say, 66 starting QBs in the NFL last season. Cousins is 36, coming off an Achilles. Zero chance Penix sits for 2 years.
So then you shouldn't, if your issue is, well, Kirk Cousins is 36 and he's coming off an Achilles tear, then you shouldn't have signed him to the deal.
Exactly. That is true. That is true. You should have known before you got Cousins that you could get Penix at number eight.
Right. You should not have signed him to the deal. Now, this all being said, Penix might go out there and dominate in camp just like Russell Wilson did when the Seahawks went out and signed
Matt Flynn,
right? He could come out and he could dominate. I'm not saying that Penix is a bad pro prospect. I'm not even saying that he's worse than J.J. McCarthy or Nix. What I am saying is it doesn't make sense. It's not a fit. You're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. It just doesn't make sense there.
Yeah. You wonder where the logic is, because unfortunately the Atlanta Falcons are not, as everybody's been comparing their situation to the Green Bay Packers, who literally, Jordan Love is their third quarterback in how many years? 40? I mean, almost 30. So
since like 92?
Exactly. The Atlanta Falcons, and to their point, not to completely bag on them, they got Zach Robinson, the old Rams passing game coordinator, so a little bit of a Sean McVay-esque, at least, guy that they hope that can transition their offense into something better there. It makes sense to get a guy like Michael Penix, but it doesn't make sense to do it a month after you're paying a bunch of money that you just went to your owner and asked for. I just, as the GM, you gotta just look like you're sitting on the fence trying to ride both sides. It makes no sense.
I think he fell in love with Penix.
I think so too.
I think what happened is he signed Kirk Cousins because he wanted to make sure that he could sign a quarterback, because that
Atlanta's in a window
good.
Right now. That division is very winnable.
100%.
There's a lot of great talent on that roster. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily fault them for taking a QB while having a QB, but it is interesting because Cousins was not cheap.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, and this one is getting beat a lot by guys like Pete Schrager, right? It's, well, Atlanta, basically since Matt Ryan, has been in purgatory when it comes to quarterbacks, right? Like, Desmond Ridder didn't work. They've had Heinicke. He didn't work. They've had a multitude of other different quarterbacks that have come in and played for them, and they've been garbage. So they looked at it as, this is our last chance to be up this high. We're going to go get our quarterback of the future. We already have Kirk Cousins. We're willing to shell out that money, and now he can learn. And when you look at the contract, it's really a two-year contract. It's not a four-year because all the guaranteed money is in those first 2 years.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And then you can get out of it. The problem is, again, you're still getting out of it when Michael Penix is 27.
Yeah.
I just don't like the age matchup. If you think Michael Penix is the best quarterback and you think that he has a chance to beat out Kirk Cousins in a year or two, you know what? Maybe we look back at this in 3 or 4 years and there's egg on all of our face and they made the right decision. I mean, people said the same thing about Seattle and Russell Wilson. It just, to me, doesn't feel like it was the smartest decision in the moment.
I really wish I could jump ahead in time and know the answer to this because I, as an old man, will forget what I felt like on this day in 3 years. I will have no idea.
I don't think you will forget.
No? You don't think so?
No, because everyone will remind everyone about, remember when you idiots said that Michael Penix wasn't going to be a good pick? It's a really aggressive pick that could probably cost your job if both don't work out. And I don't know that that's the move I would make.
All right, let's see how this pans out. Good luck, Cotton. All right, coming up, let's have some fun for a little half hour before we get to the 5 o'clock hour and back into sports. In the news is next, but first, there's Schultzy with sports.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Cousins can teach Penix how to not win in primetime.
Well, Penix is about,
that?
He's about 50-50.
You like that?
I do like that. I got it. I figured out the reference. Just took a second. It was on tape delay.
Tape delay. This Knicks-Phillies game, or Knicks-Phillies, Knicks-Sixers game right now is getting real testy. A lot of referees going to monitors. And
it's chippy, man. I wouldn't have expected that, but then again, you know, Joel Embiid's not afraid to throw some elbows. I wonder if Mitchell Robinson is kind of doing the same thing to protect some of his guys to get, you know, the 76ers to stop doing that to Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that as the Sixers are up on Will's Knicks.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
This is why I don't gamble.
That's it. I'm cashing out and I'm putting all my money on.
All right. Today is April 30th, 2024. It is time for In the News. I am your backup news reporter here with traffic control operator Will Ordner to my left.
That's right. Right now it's all clear on the 205 and
it's
I-5?
Not. It's 430 on a 2. It's not. I guarantee it's not.
One can hope.
Good chance that I-5, 205, and 84, and 26, and 217 all suck.
Until you get to the bridge.
If you are there and your traffic commute sucks right now, give us a honk.
I heard one.
Today, I thought was very apropos, Will, you and I sitting in on this show. Today is National Hairstylist Day.
You know what really hurt my feelings? Today, I had a beanie on when I showed up to teach my kindergarten class. Mm-hmm. As soon as I took off the beanie, all 17 of them. Why are you bald? Why don't you have hair?
Yeah.
What did you do?
When was the last time you paid for a haircut, Will?
Oh, Nam, probably.
Did you say Vietnam?
Yeah.
Ooh,
when,
okay.
When did that war
Ooh,
end? When did that war
like
end?
Like 74.
Oh, okay. So maybe not Vietnam. No, probably like 2022? Maybe 21. No, probably 21. I've been bald. I've pretty much been cutting my own hair or been bald since I graduated college. So, yeah, around January of 2022.
Let's see. I lost my hair. I am 38. I started to get the ring of death at about 26, 27, right in the back there.
Oh, yeah.
But then the front, right here, the front, for those of you watching on YouTube, right here in the front started to get real thin. And now it is just a horseshoe of curls.
There you go.
Very Larry David, George Costanza-esque.
I'll tell you what, and this might be a hot take. If I could get the ring of death over my entire head, I would greatly appreciate that. Did that count?
I think so.
I'm sorry. That was a half-court shot. I really want that to have counted.
Does it count? No.
Doesn't
no,
look
no,
like
it. I needed a three from him.
I will tell you what. The wife and I, we went to... we were in Europe this last summer.
Mm.
And in Paris... I went to a salon, and I paid 100 euros for a straight razor shave of my head and my face.
Okay, see, I might do that.
It was 100 euros. I definitely overpaid.
Right.
But it was amazing. Hot towel treatment, the whole thing.
Totally worth it?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, this wonderful Iranian woman did it for me. Yeah, gorgeous.
I would...
She's beautiful.
Yeah, I would totally do it. I've always wanted, like, I can't remember what hair salon or barbershop used to advertise for it, but one of them used to always talk about, you know, getting the straight razor and then the hot steel or hot steam towel massage. That always seemed like a good idea to me.
Portland State closed today.
Why?
Wait, what?
Well, they got some protesting going on down there, and, they broke into the library, and, I think they got into some scuffles with some custodial peeps, and,
don't do that.
Portland State closed today.
Wait, is this the anti-Israel protests?
Yes.
Like, these are the people that are shouting Free Palestine, right?
Yes.
I saw a...
Easy, we are not getting into politics.
We're not getting into politics. I'm just saying I saw a 16-thread tweet yesterday just about like the dangers of trying to go be a protester and oh, do this, the police are going to do this to you, and I'm just like, I don't want any part of this.
I'll tell you what, as an educated man, if I'm going to break in, if I'm going to like do my best to shut down a college, dude, I'm not going after the library. Library's all like the cool stuff.
No, you got to go
I
after...
I almost slipped there. Library's got cool stuff, you know, good books, secret makeout rooms, like take a nap somewhere. Like the library's awesome. Don't take out the library. Go take out, like the student union building. Or go take out, like, the cafeteria. Everybody just gets free food.
Go get the food.
Yeah, go get the food. Come on. Will Ordner knows what to do here.
That's how you know it wasn't led by the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I'm going to
take... Yeah, where's the football team in this situation? Come on, boys. We're hungry.
They're not dealing with it. I'm going to take the bold stance that I take whenever this gets brought up, whenever I'm out at, like, a bar or hanging out with friends and family. I go, you know what? I watch sports instead, and I have no idea what's going on, and I'm going to stay over here, and I'm just going to stay out of it, because there's no winning. Like, you could give your opinion, and half the people are going to be upset with you because you gave the opinion. You could give the exact opposite opinion, and then the other half of the people are going to be upset with you for that. And so, because I'm a coward, I am going to sit right here on the fence and be like, ah, I'm really liking this 76ers New York Knicks game.
Where'd you go to high school, Will?
I went to the great high school of Hawkinson.
Hawkinson. I went to Hudson's Bay.
Ooh.
Right? Downtown. Rivals. Downtown Coov. And I'm looking at some photos here off K2's website.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Hudson High School. See, I just got excited about it.
Aww.
Anyway, they've got this rendering of a new trade program building, and this thing looks like a prison. There's no windows on it or anything.
A trade, like, for the like, trades? Like trade school?
Trade school program, yeah.
Well, that's... let's get an open floor plan going. Yeah, why do we not have... windows.
It looks like a highway rest stop bathroom. Like, yes. Can you go in on both sides, you know?
It looks like someone who's like, I want you to know that the rest of your life is going to suck.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
This is
school? Oh, welding? We need welders, and you live in a warehouse. So this is what we want you to look like.
Is this like a newer construction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, guys, come on, I don't mean to be totally... like jackassery, bring
us
down here.
This is Hudson's Bay High School.
Well, but it's because of all the shootings, and they're trying to build them in a way that protects, like,
TPS. You're out of your mind.
You said there's no windows, right?
That's not because of
shooting. That's not because of shooting.
That's not because of shooting.
Okay. All right. Whatever. They literally are designing schools. If there's a newer construction, they put that into the construction.
No. That is a hot take.
For shooting?
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Comes at you day after day after day.
That is a hot take, Schultzy.
Okay.
I cannot possibly believe that.
I also feel like that would be bad for learning.
Yeah, dude, I need some sunlight.
Like, people...
I gotta be able to see outside.
People already complain about school feeling like a prison. That seems like a bad idea.
Don't just make it a prison.
Yeah. What is this, Russia?
All right, when we come back, prehistoric salmon, and what did their teeth actually look like? That's more in the news next. Primetime, today the Fan.
This is the Fan's Window into Sports. A view into today's top stories. Brought to you by Window Nation. Online at windownation.com.
It's been a hell of a 2 years, though, I tell you that. Sitting in this seat, it's been a hell of a 2 years. A lot of good things that got done, but ultimately, you want to win that ultimate prize. I know what that feels like. I had that feeling a couple of times. So you want to do everything in your power to not... to prevent, to continue to feel this feeling we're feeling now, the feeling of defeat.
That's Darvin Ham, Lakers head coach. He hasn't been fired yet, but multiple reports saying his job is in jeopardy after getting swept out of the playoffs by the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, for me in this situation, I don't think it matters who your coach is. Your roster construction is poor, and that's why you lost.
Yep, I agree. The Fan's Window into Sports is brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free, plus pay nothing with no interest for 2 full years. Go to windownation.com.
The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
I love Anthony Edwards, dude.
I do too.
I love watching him play. I love his style. I love how aggressive he is.
Is there anybody in that list you don't like? Because Lucas certainly comes off as kind of a whiny little...
I want to punch him in the face. He's a tremendous player, but I want to punch him in the face. I also think he's a sieve defensively. Anthony Edwards is not.
I thought he was okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
One game.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
448 here, Portland sports leader. Will Ortner, Patrick Harris sitting in. Isaac and Suk on some days off. You'll get us again tomorrow. And then I think Isace is back on Thursday and Friday. He's a lot better newsman than I am.
Well, it's because he's carbon neutral.
Wow.
Are you
not
carbon
anymore.
Neutral? Oh, he's not?
He's
carbon emitting?
He was found to have been guilty.
Did he learn that the carbon neutral stuff is kind of a crocky, you know what?
How is it bullsh?
Well,
it's,
go ahead.
Yeah, so it's not real. So basically what they'll...
Well, everything creates carbon.
Right, but so
everything
what,
is carbon.
So what the companies do, and you might have to correct me a little bit on this, Schultz, it's like the companies will... So if you're going to emit a certain amount of carbon, right, there's a threshold that you can't pass. And then if you pass that threshold, what they'll do is say, well, to offset the amount of carbon that we emitted that was past the threshold, we planted all of these trees in wherever.
Or you bought into a conservation area. So there are projects out there called carbon offsets that essentially take areas that need preservation or, you know, like wildlife being saved, essentially, that these big companies, Disney, airplanes, all kinds of, like, invest hundreds of millions of dollars into. And it's kind of a crock because some of these areas, if not a lot, I mean, many investigations have been done. Some of these areas don't even need conservation. I mean, there's really no action being taken with this money other than the company saying, hey, we're carbon offsetting. We're actually saving the world when they're literally not.
Probably get nice tax breaks on that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they do it.
That's why I just don't pay taxes. If Jeff Bezos doesn't pay taxes, I'm not paying taxes.
I pay taxes.
Prehistoric salmon. A associate professor at University of Oregon talking about you would see prehistoric pictures of salmon and their teeth would be protruding downward. New research shows that that is not true. Quote from Associate Professor Edward Davis, the previous scientists had figured that these big teeth had looked like a saber-toothed cat, but the new specimens that we found are intact, and the teeth don't point down like a saber-toothed cat does, but out to the side like a warthog. These bad boys were almost 8.5 feet long.
Prehistoric salmon?
Prehistoric salmon. Now that we know they pointed the side, we think that the teeth were there probably for fighting for space to reproduce.
Probably for
so
fighting
the teeth
for
were
space
there
to swim.
To like, yeah, like your teeth go out the sides so and you just go bat, 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 bat to hit the other salmon.
Oh, is that like why the giraffe have like the super long neck and strong neck?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I remember that's like the one thing that I took out of my biology class in college. It was like giraffes have long necks, not for apples, but so that they can fight other long-necked giraffes.
These ancient salmon that lived in the warm ocean 5 million years ago were actually filter feeding. And I think that's why they got to be so big.
Wow. So then, how did they change?
Well, they went extinct.
But salmon are still here. Wait, what?
I think they're just different kinds of salmon.
It's a different, oh.
Yeah, it's just like a different species
I was like, hold
of
on.
Salmon.
I've been being lied to. I didn't catch a steelhead salmon.
Dude,
wait a minute.
Fish aren't real, man.
Fish are fake?
Fish aren't real,
is this
real,
like
dude.
Birds?
Yeah, dude.
We just live in the Matrix, guys.
Fish and birds aren't real, man.
Like, wait a minute.
These fossils were found on private land in Gateway, Oregon, a discovery that scientists say is a game changer to understanding the origins of salmon.
Well, good for them, I guess. Like, I'm assuming it got stuck in, like, some clay, and there. I want to know how you stumble upon this, right? Like, how do people stumble upon old dinosaur bones? How do people stumble upon... Because it's always like, we just randomly found the old Troy ruins out here in present-day Italy. Like, how did that happen? I want to know how people find these things.
Well, let's see here. Gateway is not far from the Deschutes River.
Oh, the Deschutes.
the Descahoodies. So I would have to think that these salmon one time used to get into that.
Well, that makes sense, right? Because they have to get near the salt water and then come back, lay their eggs. So these are the ones that got stuck in, like, their version of Pompeii.
Yeah.
The salmon's Pompeii.
Yeah, around, like, Warm Springs, which if you're a rafter, that's where you start the upper stretch of the Deschutes River.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to do that this summer.
Are you? I've whitewater rafted out there.
Me and the buddy like to do multi-day.
Are you kayak? Or?
No, I got a boat with an inflatable 14-inch air, okay. And I got a frame and oars, and he's got one too, and we go out there for a couple days, and you just sit on the boat all day, and then you find a place to camp, and then you just get wasted, and then wake up and do it again. Sit on the boat for like 10 hours, and then just get hammered.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
A little fishing in there sometimes in the morning. I'm not a fisher, but the homie's a fisher.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I'm going down to Pendleton.
It's what you do fishing for, is you can just drink all day. That's the idea.
I think that's the key. Yeah, I'm going down to Pendleton. I think they've got some similar whitewater rafting and stuff like that. That'll be a summer trip. I just learned that. I didn't realize I had committed, but now I'm really excited for it.
Did you guys, I don't know if you guys talked about this yesterday at all. Did you see the winner of the $1.3 billion was announced?
We did. We talked about that.
The Powerball.
I missed one big key point of the story. The fact that he is fighting cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And that he's going to be using that money.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably take about $1.3 billion considering America's healthcare system.
Well, he only gets, like, I think they split. Him and his wife and then the other third person, they split $442 million down the middle.
I also think three people on a lotto ticket is real strange, man. Like, do you need a couple bucks? Like, lotto tickets aren't that expensive. Why are you going in on it with me?
Yeah, well, is it like poker where,
if you came to me and you were like, I'm going to buy a lotto ticket. You want in on this? I'd be like, yeah, will you buy me one?
Yeah.
Like, why would I share with you?
It's like $5, right?
Right, exactly.
They bought 20 of them.
Oh.
So they, they
20 times 5, $100?
They went, I think it cost $200 is what they said.
So it's $10 now for a lotto ticket? I don't play the lottery. Like, of all the gambling things I do, I don't play the lotto.
You know, the lotto's bad for you.
There's no scratch-offs.
You know, but I had the Knicks +7 tonight.
Hey, right
minus
now,
7, excuse
35
me.
To 28.
Weird
checking
push.
Checking my parlay.
Just saying. Got him at -4.
All right, that is in the news for today. We'll check back in tomorrow with some other stuff. We come back, the Hot 5 at 5, primetime. Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.